Yep.
Not to waste any time, it's 6:30, hooray. Okay, we're in business. Welcome, everybody, thank you for coming. First of all, as always, is review and approve the minutes from June. So, does anybody have any comments, corrections? I should get a pen to write something on, yeah, I do. It looked all right to me. We did correct one little thing earlier, but, so.
I have a question.
Okay.
Are there still two US bank accounts?
No.
That's what I thought. We didn't close several, but we did close one. US bank account.
Yeah, just one. It's been dropped from the financials. Yeah.
Okay, so on the minutes, any comments, thoughts, suggestions, changes, corrections? No? Somebody want to make a motion to approve the minutes from June 17th? Okay, and a second? Second, Bill, okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? No, okay, that's good. Easy. Library Director's Report, there she is with all the news.
All the news, there's news.
There's news.
So you have your reports there. You see, we did have the interviews for Library Director last Friday, and they did, we had four to come in, but three actually, one had a last minute emergency, which was disappointing, but we had good interviews. They do have a ranking, and just because of some timing, an official offer hasn't been made yet. But things are looking good, yay.
So you're not announcing the person yet?
Well, I can tell you the ranking, I mean, the ranking is public.
Okay.
Of the three, Todd Colgrove was the top. Then we had, oh goodness.
I have the article from the paper
I know,
somewhere,
I was like,
yeah.
Marta Wiggins is the individual who wasn't able to, yeah. Last minute.
Okay.
Then
I think it was Bush and then Zachary.
Yes, Lavinia Bush, she's at California Institute of the Arts, she was second. And then our third place individual is from Vermont and...
Yeah, I remember the article,
yeah.
Okay, so pending a...
Pending
formal,
a formal offer
and acceptance. Okay.
But
okay.
That's looking good this time. I thought it looked good last time, so I'm not gonna predict.
Okay, yeah, I know. Don't predict anything. Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
So on the informational, a couple of things to highlight. I had meetings with the sheriff. They have a behavioral health peace officer. Plus MOST, which is their social work individual that's a social worker, plus spoke with the folks at VU in our School of Social Work, and looking to have a social work intern at the library, maybe starting at the first of the year. This would be a master's candidate, and would be there. We're looking to start a program to have someone there that can interact with some of our most vulnerable individuals that come into the library, those that are could be difficult to deal with or experiencing behavioral issues or homelessness or whatever. So we're looking at that as a way to address some of the issues that we deal with. Looking good at this point. They really positive reaction from the folks up at social work and think working at the at a public library is a great opportunity.
That's a good idea because libraries need that.
Yes. So the second one I have on there, I wanted to let you know we did. I wrote to the Nauman Foundation and was able to get $10,000. For children's shelving. One of the areas that in all of the work that we did, we weren't able to do anything with the children's shelving. So that's been our oldest, most mismatched, broken pieces, nothing dangerous, but just missing parts and very mismatched. And it's been used and rearranged and used aplenty. So we got $10,000 from the Nauman Foundation. They also sent $3,000 last year unsolicited, and I got permission from them to roll that forward as well. And then we were going to look, and this is a surprise to you folks, we have some additional money from Grant Match that, since we didn't have a big grant this year, we'd like to roll to that to match so we can finish the package of funding. So I'll present that to you guys formally.
Okay.
But we did get the letter from them. It's one of those where I got the letter and it's like, oh well, it's a skinny little letter. And it's like, oh, okay. They said no, open it up and a $10,000 check rolls out.
That's
so
fine.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
So we will be getting in the fall, and we should have a couple of news articles out about that this week as well. And we have a new library board member, Julie Balderson, looking forward to that. And we've had some patron incidents. I had to suspend an individual. There's another person that, you know, if another incident comes up, we'll have to suspend them for a period of time as well. And that way that when if they come back, cause incidents or any issues, it gives the, when we call the sheriffs, it gives them a little bit more to work with if we have an official
suspension
on record. Yeah. So, and that just underscores why we could really use somebody for social work. Although a while back, Grow with Google, that came after our last meeting, and we had great participation, some nice media coverage. The first two classes completely packed. Third class, a few little, there are four classes total, different ones. And the last class of the day, of course, that was the about half of what we had. But really, really positive, good. Want to thank you all. Summer Learning Challenge just wrapped up. We had the closing party on Saturday. The pictures you see in there are a couple of from the programs and some of the great things that you all helped us sponsor, our kickoff programs and then our wrap-ups. We had the Sky Dome that was part of what you folks helped fund with the friends with the money that you provided for us. That was really popular that we had there. We had the best sign-ups that we've had in quite a few years, so increased sign-ups, including the ones at the Boys and Girls Club, program attendance up, reading hours. When I wrote this, we knew it was over 4,000 hours. I got the final number this morning, and it's almost 5,000 hours. So, and there may be a few hours that haven't come in. It's like right now it's like 4,959, you know, 4,959 hours. So really likely we'll pop up over 5,000 when everyone actually records their hours. So that's, again, another one of the best ones we've had. Strategic planning, we're in a design phase for the official publication. And then National Night Out last week, holy cow, great turnout. Thanks again to all of you, because we were able to give out books that you all have provided for us at that event. And it was one of those from the little toddlers. We have the little tiny books, made sure the early readers get them on track, got those out, and a number of individuals was like, oh, we can take a book. So it's always exciting. So thank you all for that. That's really nice. Wanted to let you know we've added a couple of charging stations. It's one of the questions we get asked in our electronic world. We need more outlets. And of course, the buildings were built when they were built, and so we have limitations, but we've added four new charging stations, workstations upstairs. Wanted to let you know we're still plugging away with our grants. We've had a Google mini grant that's been submitted, and we've submitted starting with the fiscal year is when we get started with grants again. So a couple of other programs, community enrichment, that would be hopefully for $5,000. And then the CE scholarship for one of our individuals. At the Hub, we had a client graduation, Curzon Technologies. They grew to kind of like at the last minute they were growing, they wanted a little extra space, and then they just kind of mushroomed at the last in May and decided they had to go off and graduate into their own space because they've done well and needed that many more people. So nice to see that going on. We have an updated website, still tweaking a few things. Education programs still going on. Entrepreneurs Assembly, the next one is actually coming up this Wednesday. and the Young African Leadership or Leaders Initiative, YALI. That was on the 24th. We hosted them for a day at the Hub where they were introduced to different entrepreneur mentors and different presentations. They also had, we were able to serve them a lunch from an individual from Scoops who has a great connection to the Hub, where they had some, a couple of years ago, had some input from our entrepreneur in residence to help them get started, get going. And also, at the library, before they actually opened, they were still finishing work at their site downtown. They did their interviews at the library. We reserved one of the collaboration rooms and had it for a couple of days so they could do their interviews there. So it was a nice little connection with the library, with Adams Hub, so the individuals there could see how that program works locally. So it was a great group. As you can see, 25, they're all Mandela Fellows, and they were representing 22 different countries. So a really nice group of individuals. And we were kind of wrapping up. I think they are now dispersed back to all their countries. They had one final wrap-up meeting in Washington, D.C. with the other fellows that were at other universities around the country for a final, and then back to take all they learned back to their countries. So I wanted to ask you if you had any questions on what
Very
we have
good.
Here.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, busy time. Looking forward to a great fall as well. But I normally like to stay and listen, but we're having some well issues at my house. So have to go.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you.
Lots of activities.
Mm-hmm. Lots of great things going on.
Yeah.
And thanks again. Yes,
okay.
Summer learning just wouldn't be the same without all you guys do.
Good. Well, thanks. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, Browser Corner Bookstore Manager, Diana Hernandez.
Hi. Total bookstore sales for July were $7,775.12. That's an increase of $763.57 over the last month. The updates on the square were in place on July 8th on a Monday. We, Mary Lee and I were here for 6 hours on Sunday updating the square. So the breakdown of activity across the different categories of inventory are not clear, so I have limited information this month. Next month's report will reflect something more to the effect of number of hardbacks versus paperbacks instead of the categories like science fiction versus
mm-hmm.
history.
Gotcha.
I did have an introductory meeting with Kathleen from Nevada Momentum on the 6th. She came in and we talked for about 15 minutes. I have been piecing together pieces of information that I've inherited from different sources, so it's been hard for me to understand sometimes how we do things. So I did get a perspective from Nevada Momentum on what they're doing. I'm starting to talk to Joanne about maybe being added as an admin on the Facebook page. I currently admin a couple of other pages in the community that not everybody knows about. One of them is geared towards parents in South Carson because my children have gone through 3 schools already. The other one is an LGBT page, Lavender Link, that I run for educational purposes. And I'm also an avid eBay seller. So I feel that perhaps I could be of value getting Facebook part of things. So it was helpful to meet with Nevada Momentum just to get an idea of elemental.
Yeah, you're going to get in touch with Allie. And, yeah.
I know Allie from
good.
Different things. And
great.
I just got to meet Kat. I've had a couple of questions about author events. They're usually phone calls that are passed on, and I introduced myself to Ann Bowen. And I guess my primary question would be, when do I get information updates on that? Which I guess you'll get to me. And what I'm supposed to tell people as far as your desires for author events. On a personal note, I just completed my 2 weeks training, end of July with Patty, and I've been on my own since the 1st. My contracted 30 hours a week is very difficult for me to stick to, primarily because I love this place. This has always been my happy place. I volunteered for 4 years, so it's hard for me not to take it very personally that this succeeds.
Pace yourself. Don't burn out.
I'm having fun. My kids at home are, you know, making me come home before I want to. Everyone's been super helpful. I'm getting a lot of support from the volunteers. I try to pop in. My goal is to at least meet everybody in every shift. So although I'm here 9 to 3, I really try to pop in at 4, 6 o'clock, etc., so I get to know what's going on during the week. We had a really great bookstore meeting this morning, and I'm pretty happy to see the shelves fill up and to see people. The familiar faces that keep coming back is really what makes me happy, is the relationships in the community. Whether they're picking up free items or $3 books, as long as they keep coming back, that's, you know, I think that's the point of browsers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So respectfully, that's all I have to know. I have to give this month, and we'll see what I got next month.
Thank you. Thank you very much for all the work you're doing.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, and welcome, and thank you.
I met you at a film festival like 2 years ago. We talked a long time about 2 years ago.
Okay, treasurer's report.
Okay, well, everyone got a copy, I'm assuming. You'll notice that our Edward Jones CDs are dwindling. As soon as they mature, I roll them into the PIMCO money market. So on their anniversary date of maturity, I just call up and say move it to PIMCO, to the money market. So little by little, we're getting rid of those, and everything will either be in PIMCO or in the building fund. We have right now, with Edward Jones, $51,000 in PIMCO and the CDs, and we have $41,000 in the building fund. So those are kept separate. I did close the one account at U.S. Bank, so we only have one there now. And Wells Fargo is still operative, of course. There's 31 there. I don't know, you talked about taking some money out and moving it.
Me? Or
you mentioned it, but, you know, reducing what was in there in the balance.
Oh, in the operating.
Yes.
Leave
it alone.
It's
okay,
fine.
Thank you.
Where it is.
All righty. So, any questions?
I have got questions.
Yes.
Under expenses?
Expenses.
Okay.
Expenses for
whom?
For who?
Now I just lost it.
Yeah, I know. It gets a little confusing.
In January's financial position, under current liabilities, there's $134 for bumper stickers. What is that?
Oh,
that's the first I've heard of bumper.
Is that the decals?
Yes.
Yes.
The vinyl decals, which you'll see on the small board behind the register. The idea was to use that to promote browsers. If we could sell them for $2.60, which is the
page
cost.
Page 3.
I don't think we sold two. So our plan is to figure out what else to do with it. And
134.
No, right there. Right there.
I don't store people about perhaps. With every minimum cash donation of X dollars, you know, $5, $10, please accept our gift and just get rid of them, get them out into the community.
Well,
because
the
we
reason
can't really
I
sell
ask
them.
Is because she has given us heck for years about buying things
and right, but we cannot sell these for a profit.
Right.
They have to be below.
That's what I wanted to find out about.
All right, I'm glad you asked. Okay, forgot all about that. Yeah, we're going to sell them. I can't remember what they were
a piece. It's right back there.
Is it $5? What was it?
$2.60.
Okay,
however, the printing of it is not what was envisioned. As far as it should have been a transparent print, so that you don't have a problem putting it on your windshield.
Right. Yeah.
It's a bigger sticker. It is removable and vinyl and easy. Maybe for a laptop is my suggestion, but it is white, and nobody has shown any interest. You know, at all. So we can use it as a promotional item.
Okay.
But I wouldn't sell it for $2.60. I would just give it a gift. You know, gift when, you know,
that's fine too if that's what you want to do, but we cannot sell at a profit.
Okay. knew that.
Yeah, I know you.
You told me that for years.
I know, and there it was, and she's like, "What are you doing?" Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
There was something else, but I don't remember. Oh, yeah. And other sales for the bookstore.
The bookstore.
You know, $18 from VC Museum. What was that?
I don't know. Where are you? VTM.
I just wanted to show you.
That's Virginia City. It's probably Virginia City. There was a gentleman that sold a couple of Mark Twain books.
Oh, under income. Yes. Yeah.
He took Mark Twain books to their shop. Yeah. And he bought back the money that he made. And
yeah, just an average or a special donation. Yeah.
That's nice.
Any
keep
other?
Keep him in line.
What's that?
I said, let's keep him
around. Yeah, yeah, keep him around. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay, anything else on the numbers?
We do have a suspense item on this report, which today will be cleared up, and it'll be gone next month.
That's why you said go to supplies, right?
Yes, but I didn't know for what.
Yeah,
so
bookstore
now
supplies.
I know. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I learned yesterday, Patty forgot to give us the invoices. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what you were talking about
yep.
earlier. Okay. Okay, moving on then to committee reports. We have publicity. Joanne has a small report in the items here. Do you want to make a comment or anything, or just,
no, it's just it's
the usual, just of Facebook postings and different sales and the yard sale. How did the yard sale go? What
2,000.
2,000. Wow. Yeah. Oh wow, that's great. Okay.
But Cecile said, never again. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. You bet it's a lot of work, yeah.
In the full heat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, sure. It gets, yeah, after 7 in the morning, it gets a little. And doing them, I used to go garage sailing, so I thought it was really silly that people did 2-day garage sales. You do one day.
And Patty Ferguson, to speak to her credit, after the sale was done, she was in a lot of pain. I forgot what it was she injured.
Oh.
She called out. I tried, you know, I was in training, so I had a couple of phone calls. She could barely speak. That woman worked really hard on this.
Oh my God.
So it's
That's
a great,
great
effort.
That's great. Good. Good job. Okay, budget. Phil.
Well, it's not a lot of, I mean, everything is going well budget-wise. A couple of glitches that we've had that, because they weren't budgeted, was when Patty hurt her knee last year and we filed a claim for the workman's comp, then the insurance company canceled her insurance after they paid it, like insurance companies do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the new insurance company charged a fortune for 1 year, and that wasn't budgeted because we didn't know it was going to cost that much.
Sure, sure.
So that kind of, in the insurance on bookstore, it's high, and that's why.
Yeah.
And then the other was the overlap in salary between Diane and Patty.
Right, yes, and we knew that.
Training,
and we knew that was coming.
Wasn't
yeah.
budgeted because we didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah, sure.
So otherwise, we're doing well.
Good.
And like Diana mentioned the amount of income for July. She didn't say that was like $500 or $600 over budget just for the month. So that was good.
$760, $63 over.
Over budget, yeah.
Okay.
Better than budget.
Better than.
Yeah.
And next month, you just watch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow, we're waiting. We're waiting. I love it. Okay. Film festival I put down. I imagine there's not a lot going on right now. Linda, any comments?
I just wanted to mention one thing. We're still not clear on one of our titles, but we have chosen two of our titles. And Liz and I are working on writing a $1,000 grant to the city. They have a new category of grants, and it's celebrate culture. If we don't fit that, I don't know what.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah. Yeah, I had an email from Mark Salinas, yes. And he was talking about the new categories. Yeah.
So that's the one we're going to write, and it's much simpler than the one to the Cultural Commission.
Good.
Two pages instead of eight. And so that should be easily written and submitted, and Mark thought
good.
We fit perfectly. So
yeah, great.
We're hopeful.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
Who is Mark Salinas?
Mark Salinas is, oh, now, you'll have to tell me what group he's with, because there's so many different arts and cultural groups in town, I get confused.
He's hired by the city now.
He's Carson City, Arts Commission or Cult, some, yeah.
And he is the executive director hired by the Cultural Commission.
Okay.
So he's the one doing all the organization and legwork for all the cultural events.
Right. I just don't even dare spout off the names of those groups because I get them so mixed up. But Mark Salinas, he's a good guy, and he's been a lot of.
I had his name, and I had a little scribble that said arts.
So. Yeah, that's him. That's him.
We supply books to him for two little libraries.
Oh, yes. And he mentioned how many. I just saw him the other day, and he mentioned how many books were going out of his little library there at the hub, and he's constantly needing to replace.
Yes.
Ah.
So he's happy with that.
Well,
that is on.
Yeah, it was last year, the big read they had on
the community
grit.
Read.
True Grit.
Well, that was a few years ago.
Yeah. Well, during
just
that celebration
oh.
and the kickoff on that, there was an organization who built, I think it was five altogether, little libraries, and some of them were not all that little. But Western theme kind of things. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know what he was going to do with all of them afterwards.
Ah.
So I know he has placed one at the hub, he has one at City Hall, and he has one down in Stagecoach or Silver Springs or someplace that area in a combination post office bus stop for school kids.
Oh, great.
We provide all of the store provides all the books for those.
Mm-hmm. And I heard from a client that I have at the hospital that her son is getting books at Boys and Girls Club.
Yay.
And bringing
Yay.
Them home. So
yeah,
I
yeah, yeah. I know that's going.
That.
Yeah, that's
right.
Great. So. Okay, great. Okay, membership. Lisa is not here, but I have a few comments on membership. I don't know if you saw your email today, but the Chamber of Commerce distributed the flyer we had designed, kind of geared to businesses in Carson City, and I had Phil send out an e-blast to the entire membership with the same thing. And I think it's a nice looking flyer that Nevada Momentum helped us design, and it just alerts the Chamber of Commerce business community to services that are available at the library and at the hub that they may not be aware of. And now the plan is to do some contacts based on that to follow up.
And Lisa did say she was looking at that email list and sending out stuff on that email list that we gave her from the survey.
I have not talked to Lisa. She's on vacation now, but I have not been able to get in touch with her for a month.
Okay.
She's
well,
not returning my emails.
She told me she
I can't
was doing that's
her.
What she's doing before she went.
Okay.
She's concentrating on those emails.
Good.
The membership pretty much is a committee between Lisa doing her thing as far as marketing, my doing the renewals, and Diane Solinger approaching all the people that I've dropped off the list.
Okay.
And we picked up three old members the other day because of her letter.
Great.
But I think this is the last she's going to do of it.
Yeah.
She's tired.
Well, now
so.
this business one, the Chamber of Commerce directory is online, and it's extensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a resource. So
yeah.
I'm going to, yes.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt, but
right.
Finish, and then I'll ask her.
I was going to say, I'm going to put together pretty soon a letter, just kind of reintroducing ourselves, and maybe use the flyer as well, and do a mailing to selected businesses, and then I'm going to pick some to go out and hand deliver. When I was at Waste Management this morning, I dropped off one.
Putting a face to something just reinforces, like,
it makes
I really appreciate it. I had a call to Nevada Momentum. I'm so confused what's going on, and I didn't expect Kathleen to come in here and spend 15 minutes with me.
Yeah, she's pretty
and
good
and
that
that's,
way.
That's
yeah.
how
nice. Yeah.
putting
yeah.
a face to things is really
Oh, yeah, funny. Yeah. So, and yeah, no, that one-on-one is really good. So we'll see what comes of that, but I was happy that the flyer, we got it out and done, and it was distributed on the Chamber of Commerce website today. along with some other things that they had going on. Yep.
Are we a member of the Chambers?
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
$225 worth.
And that's why we're using them.
Sorry, no.
Well, sure.
$225.
So we can submit flyers and announcements to them, and they every Monday, I think it's every Monday, it might be Monday twice a month or something, that they have a schedule, that they distribute these community announcements of things going on. And they're all over, you know, all kinds of subject areas, but
Then they will also put flyers of events and stuff on their calendar online.
Exactly, yeah.
Calendar, so.
But, so I think that will be a resource that's going to be, I think, useful to us. Okay, that's all I have on that.
If anybody, I'm just going to tell you, the report from the bookstore, if anybody really wants to know, like, how many new people signed up, how many old people, the definition, or explanation on line 12 tells exactly how many memberships they did in July.
Do we have that in here? Did
it was in the stuff.
Oh, it was in Phil's stuff here? I didn't recognize that.
You need to get it from the membership chairman.
Oh, I didn't get anything from her.
It's in Mary's report.
It's in Mary's report from the bookstore.
Mm-hmm. I forwarded to you Mary's report.
There were total
Mary's report? Mary Lee?
This
here, isn't it?
Oh, it just slipped by me, but I'm sorry. Okay.
The same day I sent you my notes.
Okay, it slipped by me, I'm sorry. Okay, too much paperwork.
So that just gives the basic of what the memberships were that went through the square.
In the box. Good. In the verbiage. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'll get it off of my email. Library liaison, we got a little email, or I did, from Frieda Ford, who has resigned as our library liaison because she felt, well, I'll read you her little email that she sent me in June. She said, looking at my calendar yesterday, I realized that we are going to be on vacation August 10th through the 20th, so I would not be able to come to the meeting tonight. However, I was going to contact you anyway because I realized that you probably do not need a library liaison person on your committee. Diane Baker and whoever follows her does a wonderful job of telling you all about what's going on at the library. Therefore, I submit my resignation. I do love the friends and all that we do and will continue to be as supportive as I can. So, and I think that's perfectly understandable because Diane does a very thorough and professional job. So that's that. So anyway, and I ran into Frieda at the library shortly after that, and we chatted for a while too. And so that was good. Okay, fundraising. Bill has some comments, and I'll introduce it. We had a meeting, myself, Robin, Joanne, and Bill. We met with Sherry Grundy Griffin a while back, a few weeks ago, and talking to her. She's a freelance consultant for nonprofits. So, Bill, you want to make some comments about what went on? And
it could be.
We had a little executive committee. No, that's different. Okay.
Some other ones?
Yeah. Did you get one of these?
No, I didn't go to the meeting either.
No, you didn't. No.
Okay. You probably weren't invited.
I wasn't.
You weren't invited, actually.
I know. Yeah, I noticed that.
But we didn't think, it wasn't really a, it wasn't like
it a, was a good meeting,
it,
though.
It was,
did y'all have fun?
You
we
missed
did.
A lot.
We really had fun with our
You really missed a lot.
I,
mean,
I bet I
you're
did,
You're
going to
be way behind the eight ball now.
No, come on, Bill. Okay, Bill. Moving on. Let's. Do you want to comment?
Sure. Okay. Well, here's I have the flyer here of Mrs. Griffin for you. Just a couple pages off their website, so that in case you happen to fall into a position where you need to talk with the woman, she's available. And I think she's probably very reasonable cost-wise, and probably if you twisted her arm, she wouldn't charge for a couple hours. But the backside of it is that she's had a lot of experience locally here, and we sat down to discuss how we should be going about it. And I think in the final analysis, my takeaway from the meeting with her was that we should concentrate on membership and That's what I got a kick out of Patty here, taking the bull by the horns and pushing out on that. Even when we were having the meeting, you know, I wasn't sure whether we had anybody in play on our membership committees. I didn't know whether that was good, bad, or indifferent. But the long story short of it is that, like all small operations, right now we would probably benefit more from membership fees, and particularly if we got membership fees from businesses. And so the push should be on trying to attract new members to the facility. Small events really don't pay a whole lot for the work involved. And so that kind of, those things have a way of tailing off themselves. But the backside of it is that really that she thought that she had some ideas as to how to incentivize members, things of those nature. Obviously, I'm not sure whether they're tried and true remedies for getting more members, but I think that our president's in play on that. Sounded to me like she followed up on it. And as I say, there might have to be some little different changes to the membership form and things like that, but I think that should be worked out with her at the time that we have a membership committee person and maybe somebody else that's looking at it.
She gave us a couple of hours of her time free, told us about her background and what she does. She has a lot of experience. She said her fees, she normally charges to nonprofits kind of based on their membership and what they bring in. And I had a note here.
Their budgets.
Yeah. And she's quite a library supporter. So she's willing to work with us at a discounted rate and give us a lot of breaks if we need her. But she gave us a lot of advice about the fact, and she had done a lot of homework. She pulled up the website and Facebook page and looked at all that stuff ahead of time. And she said that we are basically a membership-based organization and the bookstore. And the bookstore is a good thing because it gets us on people's radar. We have a presence in the community, and that was all really good and positive to her. She agreed with me that if we are going to go fundraise, we have to target fundraising. We cannot go out to people and just say, give me money. That will get us nowhere. We have to have a reason to ask for money, which is why I've been talking for a few months about finding out what the library exactly needs and then creating a list of potential donors that we can try and fit to those requests and go out and say, we need this by this date. What can you do for us? And so she thought that was right on for us. We have to have a reason. We can't just ask for money. That's not going to get us anywhere. I had a thing here. She was sending like $45 an hour for consulting, up to $250,000 in a budget. Mm-hmm. So that's in our bailiwick. But I think she would also be willing to cut us some deals if we needed to use her. But we can use her, or not use her, but we can use her as we need. If we have a project we see coming up that we maybe need some skills to deal with, we can go to her and say, help us for 4 hours, you know, and give us some advice.
Kat was doing that too.
Who's that?
Kat from Momentum. Wasn't she going to be doing a membership, not event, but a sort of a splurge on the internet or something? She was going to be posting stuff. In fact, she does on Facebook.
Well, on Facebook they do all the time, yes, and that's part, that's good. That's all, that's great. That's,
well, I had a brief conversation with her about, I asked her, what does Nevada Momentum do in terms of social media? I know Facebook is old, and my teenagers don't look at it.
Yeah,
and
it's grandparents look at Facebook.
I love Facebook, and anyone middle-aged, you know, will look at Facebook. But is there a presence on Twitter, for example, flash sales, tonight's event, you know, sort of momentary announcements? She said we can do anything across social media. So maybe as far as any fundraising, maybe there's something that we can just focus on. What would work on Twitter?
Yeah.
This type of project is a Twitter age 15 to 22 audience.
And you might, when you talk to them about getting as admin access to the Facebook page, do it for the Twitter and Instagram account too. Do it all.
I thought to them, I thought Joanne could put
They have the social media. They have all the social media.
Okay.
So while you're at it, get the admin access to the Twitter and the Instagram.
Well, I'm no good on Twitter and Instagram.
Me neither. I don't want to ever see it in my life. I never want to see it. I've never seen a live Twitter in my life, and I never intend to. So there you go.
I know that they are doing Facebook.
That's my position.
Instagram.
Sticking
Twitter,
to it.
We hear
times
you.
A week. To have the information, and I think that was
where we know
we didn't have anybody
second me.
Yeah, second.
So it just seems to me that we got a lot of soups in the cook on this operation. So I think somebody ought to take lead on what we're doing to gain memberships.
It's always a matter of
we're working on it. You know, I think
it's not a criticism. You know, I'd like to be able to say something to a woman like Griffin, you know, here's a contact point, or here's whoever's doing it. Instead, there's, you know, just listen to yourself talk.
It's kind of spread out right now, and Lisa Booter is busy and occupied with stuff, and I'm doing what I can with the flyer, and I'll do follow-up.
That's fine.
I know it's not a criticism. No, I know, I understand
that. The other thing that she wanted to mention for everybody was that if you're trying to raise money, your membership would probably be your primary access point. You need to go to your, if you have some good members, you go to them first to see if they'll pony up. So
that's right.
That's a second level.
And that's why I'm trying to use these e-blasts more to make the membership, the full membership, aware of what we are doing or what we need. Like if we need something, if we need help, you know, cleaning the bathroom or something. Let's go to the full membership, not just to the board, but go to the full membership and try to enfranchise them. Sherry Griffin was also talking about, Bill mentioned about incentivizing memberships. So if we have a $250 business membership or a $500 whatever, we need to give them something for that.
That's where participation in the chamber is valuable, because if you incentivize by saying, if you join at X, the new Adels will offer you reservation week of Thanksgiving, or come, you know, get into the drawing of the opening night at Adels if you join.
Adels is closed, sorry.
Right.
They may never open again.
I'm using that as
I know.
But if we have business contacts, we use each other, and then...
However, she said, if we incentivize, we have tax things that have to be dealt with. You have to... She was talking about that at the meeting. That you have to... I had some notes on that. We're talking about
donations in kind.
Yeah, there's issues with taxes, if tax deductions and things, if we give things to people, we have to offset that. And I have it somewhere in here, but she it's something we have to be careful of if we're going to do that. And it was not something that I'm familiar with. So if you give away things. So with a membership, you have to disclose it for tax purposes. So it's a disclosure, and there is a, she said there's a two-line.
Yeah, it's a phrase I put on the end of the year.
Right. So that's something we just have to be aware of if we create some incentives for membership.
As long as everything is documented?
Yeah.
Yeah, they get that every year if they do.
You have that?
Yeah.
You have that language, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were thinking
only for $100 or more.
Well, in the business memberships, we're starting at $100.
Oh, that's good, because I don't do it for $50 or $25.
Okay. Right there. Okay. So we were thinking that.
I think when we did those memberships, as I recall, it was suggested that they also get a small ad, like a business card size ad in yeah. the newsletter, and it should be mentioned as sponsors or supporters on our website.
Right.
To my knowledge, that has not been done so far.
You can't give them a free trip to anything,
no.
but you can give them advertising without yes. having to mention yeah. that phrase.
Right. So that's something
you can
give
them that those kind of things.
We need, and that's why I think we need
a certificate, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, we need a beefed, yeah, certificate would be good. But we need a, I think we need a beefed up membership committee to kind of oversee.
We need a marketing person on the membership.
Yeah.
Membership sure. is marketing.
That's right.
Yeah. yeah.
So. Develop a badge, which is probably what Momentum can do. Develop a badge that's our logo, whatever. For every donation membership X, you have access to this badge to put on your websites, on your newsletters,
right.
and the badge will be a little icon or something that says a sponsor of Carson City's
right.
public library system or
mm-hmm. and something. For example, we got a membership recently from the Cracker Box, right? Jerry Massad.
I think so.
Yeah,
I remember.
A business membership.
Okay.
And I know that if we had a little window decal, something like that, Jerry would stick it in the window.
You got
there.
Bumper yeah. stickers.
No, not bumper stickers.
Let's call but them decals.
They are decals. They're not bumper stickers.
Okay. Yeah.
Decals. We do have decals.
They're just big yeah. decals.
Like the chamber. No, who was it gave us those little frosty ones, Phyllis? Was that downtown? Not the
yeah.
chamber. It was
the one that's on the window there?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the downtown.
They can get something like that.
Well, so I completed a certificate program recently, and once you complete a program, I'm issued a badge, and I'm like, what do I do with this badge? It's just an image. Well, I could put it on LinkedIn. I could put it on any
correspondence.
Online,
yeah.
Right? And it just, it's like, you know, I got gold star. I could wear it anywhere.
Yes. Well, and I would like to see the, all of our business memberships that we do acquire, starting with, the Cracker Box, let's
mm-hmm,
say.
Yeah.
That 10% discount is offered through all their employees, they're going to need something that their employee can bring in to show that they are.
That's a good idea too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eligible for that 10% discount.
Yeah, but I would like to see getting, say, the Cracker Box image
mm-hmm.
and putting it on our website.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Well, we should be doing that already.
Yeah, we should be doing that. Yeah, with all
of
them.
Any of those big donors.
How about placing some sort of message on Carson Now, on the online Carson Now? Example, Cracker Box, newest member of business support, business sponsors of.
Yeah. They're really good about doing press releases. I send them press releases for Pets of the Homeless,
okay.
and they're really good about doing that.
So they put those in.
And the appeal as well.
Yeah, or the appeal, or both.
Yeah, both.
So that's a skill that can be taught. So if Robin has that experience from another organization, mm-hmm. She does not have to take over this task. But once you have somebody showing them, just, I want to volunteer, what can I do? What's your background? Businessy? Can Robin teach you something? You can handle this once a month.
I'm just learning, but I'd be glad to share what I'm learning. So I don't, you know.
So if I get the say the Cracker Box little image, I can send it to you. And
I can show you what we're doing now from
mm-hmm.
Pets of the Homeless, and how it's kind of a, from the pet, the press releases, from what I see, are kind of a 50-50 thing. You announce your partnership with somebody, and then you say what they're offering, and then you put in another 50% blurb about who you are. And so it's, I'll make a copy of it and send
okay.
it to you or something.
Okay.
Just
that's
what
this
lady's
going
to
do.
Yeah,
well,
it is. She's not
yeah.
going to do anything for us unless we hire her.
Oh.
Right now, we just talked to her for 2 hours to pick her brain and just see what she did, what she could offer us. And mostly she does it consulting. She does not do the work. She's going to, she would
well,
be giving us.
I think we have plenty of ideas.
Yeah.
We just need people
she,
that have the time
yeah.
and energy to do it.
So I think for right now, we're probably, don't you agree, Bill, okay with, until we formulate more plans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is your membership chairman in play, or was it a dead deal?
Well, I don't know how to answer
she's
that.
She's working. She tells me she's contacting all the people that had email addresses, because we gave her the list, responded to the survey. So that was the latest thing that she's doing.
Are you saying
as far as marketing? Other than that, I don't know.
Is this Lisa you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so she's on my schedule to run the front. So she is balancing a ton of backroom inventory, stockroom problems, and then she's coming out front with a highlighter and using our phone. She's doing too many things at one time. If you want her to focus on membership, I need to work with maybe Darlene to see about scheduling her time away from the front.
Okay.
Something like that. But if we don't know that at browsers, that somebody's volunteering their energies elsewhere, sometimes we don't know.
Well, I think that's what she signed up for, was to do the marketing for businesses and for, you know, making physical contact with all the businesses and, you know, calling on folks,
so
doing a one-on-one.
So there's a couple of areas suffering then, because maybe she's over.
Could be.
Could be.
Know.
Yeah, I think we need to maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
This is, you know, you're running the show. You're doing a good job. Just let's get it coordinated. Listen to all the ideas bouncing around. I mean, this should be fielded by Lisa. I mean, to me, you should be writing them all down.
Well,
this all started because I had suggested that we hire an event planner.
Right.
And that's how Griffin's name came in.
And she was, I think, very valuable. She's a resource that we can use, don't you think? Yeah, she was very impressive. But we need to not just throw money at her, we need to wait until we have a plan and a
you
project.
You need to go with her and say, this is what we think we want to do. But
yeah, how do we do it? What do you recommend? Yeah. But she thought, my impression, that we were on a good path with the business memberships and just membership drives in general. She thought that was good because she felt that the volunteer base was too small to really support events for the amount of money the events produce. Even though the yard sale produced $2,000, it was a whole lot of work.
If we
the
could
volunteer
tally the
base
number
doesn't
of
even touch the
to
membership.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our percentage of volunteers doesn't even touch the
That's
membership.
Exactly right. Yeah. That's why I'm trying to use these e-blasts, thank you, Phil, to do more to the membership. They shouldn't be passive. So that's a project.
Let's see how they go. I've done that too.
Oh, I know.
No
and
response.
No, you just keep doing it and banging them over the head over and over and over again.
All
you know.
I can say is good luck.
No, I know. I agree. Oh, I know. I agree. So, but I think we're on a. I think we have some possibility with this business connections in the Chamber of Commerce, and they've got a few hundred people there that, and their website is amazing with business. Owner, address, email,
oh,
phone number,
on there.
Everything.
Yeah,
really
I did
good.
It for Cassie.
It's very impressive. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's leave that there, and we can all stew on that.
Well, you'll just have to keep up with your good work.
Pardon?
I say you'll have to go out there with your work all alone.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe you'll be with me. Maybe you're my deputy.
I was going to go over to the Cracker Box for lunch now.
Oh, okay, I think that's an excellent. I go over there all the time.
Yeah, I know you do.
Or my husband goes over there all the time. Okay, moving on. Finance. Phyllis, you're on with the Finance Committee.
I hope everybody got through the page and a half report. If you have any questions, I'll try to answer them.
Where is it? I got it here somewhere.
Meeting that we had, we did agree to do the PIMCO money market fund, which is supported by government securities, by the way, and to put all the CDs as they matured into that same account. We met the end of May, I think, first of June, whatever it was.
May 22nd.
The next CD to mature was one that was done on the 1st of July. So that's when that started. There was another one that matured on the 15th of July. So now there are two in the money market account and three still being held I think they expire in September and October.
September 30th.
Yeah, and there's one in October, and then they will be all done. And that money market will earn about the same interest as the CDs were earning. However, it is not saddled with a maturity date or anything, so we can take money in and out of it anytime we want to. John did ask Sandy if the operating account, which is the Wells Fargo account that she writes all the checks on, was interest-bearing. She says, no, it's not. So he asked her, or told her, that he thought it would be a good idea if we didn't leave monies in that account for unexpected emergencies. It would be better to leave that in the PIMCO account because it's earning interest while it's in there. And all you got to do to get it out is let them know that you need such amount of money transferred to the Wells Fargo account, mm-hmm. and you can write your check. So that's that.
I didn't do it.
No.
The $41,000 that was set aside for the new or updated library building, we wrote him a check that day. They can't hold checks overnight. So I got the check back, took it to my house, because I think it was whenever it was. Anyhow, it ended up being about a Friday. And then Joanne was on vacation, and they discovered they didn't have her signature, so we had to wait till she got back. And then John went on vacation, and I went on vacation.
Oh, so summertime.
It got into the account on the 1st of July, I believe, just as cash in that account. And then in the end of July,
you finally did something.
The $25,000 that was given by outside donor, I said we want to secure that principal. So he put that into a fund that is, again, pretty much all government securities and bonds and that sort of thing. And then the other turned out to be about $16,000, mm-hmm. was money that we had, as friends, had set aside from fundraisers that we wanted to go to that building. So I said, can we take part of that, save it, make it earn money, but not be totally, totally secure, and then part of it and go a little braver and put it into something that will earn money a little faster? So what he did was break it down into two Lord Abbott funds. One is I forgot what it's called, but it's bonds and treasuries and all of that sort of thing. But some of the bonds are corporate bonds. They're not all government bonds. So it will earn a little more interest. The third one is also a Lord Abbott multi-asset mutual fund, which means it is invested in stocks, bonds, all kinds of things. I don't have the actual name of every stock that it owns. Yes. I think I can get that by the next meeting.
It's probably unnecessary.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary. I think we're in good condition with
yeah,
that.
It's one line item, but I can
right.
give you the details if
I've
anybody
got all
wants
the details.
Them.
He also suggested that they would have a fee. It would not be a huge fee, and I think each one of those was like 2.30%. He also suggested that we pay them all up front because we can earn that back relatively quickly on interest, dividends, and growth. So it came to a total of like $840, I think, or something.
$874.93.
So we just watch that come back
yeah.
to us in the interest income.
Good.
And for a comparison, in case anybody didn't read this, I went back to May 2017, checked everything in the financial records for interest earned through the end of April of 2017. Yeah, 2018. And that was when we got the okay to invest in the CDs. So, in 2017-2018, the interest earned from the banks was $76.68.
Okay, we should do a little better than that now.
From May 2018 through May of 2019, The investment income was $1,174.
Big difference.
And it will get
interest
bigger
rates
now.
Yeah, and they did.
All that stuff was in there.
Well, it's a little more than that.
So that's my share to fundraising.
Yay, thank you. Excellent. Okay, moving on. We're all done with that, pretty much? Okay. All right. Next up, I already got a little out of order with Frieda Ford's email, so we're done with that. Okay, I have a comment on the Thayer bequest. We are dead in the water on the Thayer request. We've had absolutely no feedback or anything. So, this is my recommendation.
You've run it by Peter. I trust you. You run it by Peter.
What?
Your recommendation.
No, I don't need to. It's very simple. My recommendation for the $7,000 that's left, more or less, is that we give it to the library to buy hardbound books for history and literature, because they buy brand new books all the time over there on the new fiction and the new nonfiction racks. And then they rotate.
No more room for any more.
Doesn't matter. They rotate in the interlibrary loans throughout the Klan members all around the state. They belong to the Carson City Library, just like the books I request online and I get from the Elko Library, the Churchill County Library, the Lyon County Library, and it says property of the Lyon County Library. But the amount of time it spends at the Elko County Library, who knows? It's varied. So these books that are being bought all of the time over there are not living over there all of the time.
Well, that's probably true, but have you run this idea by them?
No, I have not, but we have 7,000.
They know that we have this, and they've had it for 10 years already.
Okay.
And said, no, we can't do
then
that.
Then we have $7,000 we're going to have forever.
No, we won't.
Yes, we will.
No, in
30 or something? No, I know. You had a date. Yes, you did.
All we have to do is write a letter to the state's attorney and tell them that we've had this money for 20 years. We can't use it the way that it was meant to be used because of space problems. We've been waiting for 20 years to get more space. Can't do it. And we would like to spend it on ebooks.
Okay, then we just wait.
Those were not even invented when this was given to the library.
Right.
And I don't think the library was asked at the time that it was given whether or not they could use that. So
okay,
that's
then,
all I'm saying. That's
okay.
Following the
then let's just wait 8 or 9 years
it's not hurting
and
anybody.
Just let it sit
this
there.
This outsider who has no idea what you're talking about would like to suggest that it doesn't hurt to ask the same question periodically, because there's always different decision makers involved who are weighing lots of other options. Doesn't hurt to ask the same question, whatever
true,
it is.
It
we have a new director on board soon,
and
we hope.
The responses will be different each time. For
that's
the
right.
example, e-books, 5 years ago,
right.
Now
right.
It's,
yeah.
it's...
Well, we have a restriction on this money that was given to us in a will
well, if
many years
sits
ago.
For a long time, then it doesn't hurt to revisit it with the same request with a different sets of eyes.
Well, then let's wait for the new, then I say let's wait for the new director to come on board. I will go over there and talk to him or her and see what they think.
Yeah.
And if they think there's any merit in using the money now, using it for the Boys and Girls Club Library, using it just for,
We did that.
We could do it again.
Give them a chance to reject it.
We can do it again.
But they only have so much space, Patty. That's what
I understand that, but space is abstract these days. The most abstract space is ebooks, because they're just running around in the ether.
Yeah.
But the books in the Nevada library system are all over the state.
But when they're not, they have to be
but they
shelved
are
somewhere.
Constantly moving.
I'm just arguing the libraries.
I know, but they're constantly moving.
I move we table the conversation.
Yeah, okay. I want it. Well, we need it's still hanging out there.
I know there's an urgency to this.
No, there's no urgency to it at all. We just have the $7,000, and it would be nice to move it out into the place it was intended to. But let's just table it, and we'll move on. And when we get a new director, I'll talk to the person and see if things have evolved. But I'm an avid user of the interlibrary loans, and I get books all the time that come from all over the state.
I do too, and I really appreciate that.
I do too, very, very much.
Supports the public education system as well, because mm-hmm. today's student is doing something like that.
Yeah.
Requesting interlibrary
loans. But so they're not it's not necessarily that if you buy 50 books for this library that they stay there forever. They're not. They're moving all the time. You go to a little library. Has anybody been to Tuscarora, Nevada?
Uh-huh.
Ah, yeah, it's a great little place. They're the only commercial enterprise in Tuscarora is a little trailer that is the post office. And on that's it. That's all there is.
So no, like population 56? Like
no, population maybe 12 year round. And it's charming. And there are two shelves in the little mobile home unit that are an official branch of the Elko County Library. And I looked through it one day, and my gosh, there were some really nice books there. I was really impressed. And why do they have them here? Well, if one of the 12 residents of Tuscarora requests a book, it goes to them, and they read it, and they return it to the little shelf in the Tuscarora post office. And it stays there until somebody somewhere requests it. Or they may get too many, and because it's so tiny, they might move them into Elko eventually. Yeah. But anyway. So, okay, we will table that. Moving on. General discussion items. There are several things here that Phyllis submitted. One was Bonanza. Phyllis?
Okay. And by the way, I submitted these only as passing on to you the information for upcoming events.
Right. But you know more about them, so I'm going to have you talk about them. I don't know anything about them.
Surely you've all heard Patty and I talk about it before. Their deadline for wanting to know if those who had taken part in the past wanted to take part again was one day last week. So I let them know that yes, we did want to take part, because Patty and I have decided we'll do it as long as Diane can provide the children's books for us.
Okay.
We'll take that on ourselves, because mm-hmm. we love have.
Well, is there a fee for joining it?
No.
Oh, it's all
it's
free.
It's just a lot of work.
It's not.
The only we always bought candy for the kids.
The only thing it is to buy chocolates, candies to hand out. It cost us less than $75 last year.
Okay, so you and Patty Ferguson are going to do it, but you and the Ferguson's, the,
right.
you and so the Pattons and the Ferguson's.
It's like the free water.
And that is on October 29th at the Community Center from 4 to, it says Tuesday, October 29th from 4 to 7 at the Community Center.
What? Yes, the Bonanza is to the 29th, 4 to 7 in the Community Center, and they average about 1,000 kids.
Okay.
All come in their Halloween costumes and go around all the
world. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you for doing that. Okay. Now, you were talking about a reception for the new library director.
Yes. I thought that was something important that this organization should do, would be to have an open house reception for the new library director. Since we don't know for sure who it is yet, we'll have to wait and see what their timing and schedule is going to be like, but I think that's something that we should man and pay for.
Yeah, I think so. So you're thinking, do we want to set a budget amount for that, or some kind of parameter? For you would think about having it here?
No, you'd have to do it at the library.
Do it at the library?
Yeah.
Why at the library?
Because there's not enough room in here to host a bunch of people to come in. They could do it in the auditorium. I think we just need to set up a nice table with, depending on how soon we can do it, hopefully before coffee season comes, we could set up a punch bowl and put some nice pretty plates of cookies on a table and say the new library director will be available to meet with you between such and such hours on some Sunday afternoon. I mean, I don't think it needs to be made a big production.
Okay, so it's not...
Well, to invite all the Chamber of Commerce members
to come and meet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we would invite the membership first.
That's right.
And,
12 of them will get there. Right. Well worth the cookie tray.
And the Chamber of Commerce is a good idea. And we could maybe get a...
Just put it on Carson now and let anybody who reads it that wants to come and meet this new person
public
who's
invite.
Brave enough to take on this job.
Hey, there's always...
So I think you need probably some action on that.
Yeah. Okay. Since we don't know who it's going to be or when exactly their first day is,
right.
It's a little loose. But when they are
but it
on...
It could possibly be before our next meeting, so that's why...
Yes. Oh, no, I think so. It may be... Maybe end of September or 1st of October or something like that.
Yeah.
Something in that.
And I would guess that probably a Sunday afternoon would be the best fit for the library, but I can double check with the person who schedules the digitorium.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah, okay. All right, okay. So, do we want to make it? I have a couple of punch bowls, for example. So you're not talking about liquor and cocktails
no.
Canapes and.
Because kids could come, you know.
Okay.
Just
tri-tip barbecue. Yeah. Okay, is that what you want? Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, if we're fronting it, why don't the trustees front this anyway?
They don't have a budget to fund anything.
How about their pocket? Is it? They left their wallet at home for decisions.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think it's fine for the Friends of the Library to do it.
Yeah.
I do.
It's not part of the trustee's job.
It's like the free water around here.
What free water, Bill?
Shh. Okay, moving on. Another subject. You're not on the agenda for water. If you wanted to be on the agenda for water, you could have requested it. And that's coming up. That's coming up, and you just wait your turn. Okay, would someone like to make a motion that we approve holding a simple reception for the new library director sometime after we have a library director?
Yeah. I move that we hold a reception.
Okay. And second? Okay. Everybody approve of that? Yes. Yay. Any opposition? No? Okay. All right. That's good. All right. So that we'll have to think about doing. Okay. Now, Phyllis also talked about the library staff appreciation lunch, which I also don't know anything historically about.
That's annual. We budget for that every year.
We do budget for that. And when is that normally held?
Well, we started doing this a few years ago, and I think it's important to let the library know how much we appreciate what they do over there, because that staff, they are understaffed. They have been for years, and those people do a wonderful job over there. It has been happening anywhere from August to October, I think. Sina preferred to do them on a day when they were having...
like some development program
staff
or something.
Staff development days,
yeah.
Because that's the only time that the entire staff has to be there. Otherwise, if you do it some other time, half of them are off and have to come in on their free time or whatever. So that was the way she set it up. Now the new director may want to do something different. Who knows?
Yet we don't even know if there's anything scheduled like that now, do we?
No, there's not, because it was
Oh,
you mean the development day. I don't know when the next one is. I know they're still doing them, but I don't know.
Yeah, and with the new director,
And it might be on the calendar in there.
So I think we need to probably get more information on that. Now, I'm going to be a devil's advocate here. And I don't have any personal objection to recognizing the library staff. And in some ways, I think they should recognize us, because we actually do a lot for them. So I'm not sure, how much money do we budget for this?
I think it's $275 or something.
$275? Oh, so it's not a lot of money.
No.
Okay.
You, like last year, what we did was have one of the food trucks, or two of them, food truck that came in, and they could go out and order one for
Oh.
Oh, they had like a ticket, like a meal ticket too. Mm.
Okay.
It wasn't, you know, it's not.
It's not a huge thing.
No.
Okay.
It's not a huge thing. Then okay. I usually provide a dessert and
not too many of our people show up, but all the library staff does.
Okay. Yeah. No, I just don't have the history on it, so yeah. Just okay.
Well, this came out of my trust.
You what?
It's going to be open for discussion, then let's open it.
Okay.
I have the same feeling. I was over there the one time, Phyllis. You know, I was out in the secret garden with that cold wind blowing and it blew the tops off, and we're out there working our butts off to try to make a nice deal for them, and they're all sitting inside, looking out the window, watching
us.
They
came out and helped us move inside.
Not at the start, only after you decided that it was too miserable to be out there.
Every year there's a new set of faces involved in everything, so let's be optimistic that with the influx of new faces, the dynamic changes each time.
And that means what? I mean, my position of it is they should be doing stuff for us.
Well, see, that was my
$75. It's not a bad investment.
No, for that
investment in what?
In a relationship.
Goodwill. Goodwill.
A good relationship.
Community outreach.
They don't want our money. To hell with them.
And it's
they
not just.
They do want your money.
Oh, they know.
Example we said to the community, to the outsiders that are watching how we interact.
Well, that's why I said I was going to be devil's advocate there for a second and say, you know, wait a minute, why? We do more for them.
They tell us all the time how much they appreciate the money that we give them.
I know they do. So
what do you what else do you want them to do? Throw a party for us?
No.
Yes.
Well, that was a thought. Actually, Bill and I were on the same radar. You know,
unless they leave their wallets home too.
But as long as it's in the $275 range, I'm fine with it. That's fine. I just don't see.
Do they have suggestion boxes over there, Bill?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. All NATO members have to start ponying up their share.
They have to defend themselves.
Look, life is short. Nobody's guaranteed it tomorrow, so let's
okay.
Try to
all right, I agree. It's budgeted, and it's in that range. I think that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. But we need to find out when we have a new director, when the next development day is, and then we can... And if we have a motion and approve it tonight, then when that happens, we can go ahead and make the arrangements.
Right.
Whether it's, I don't know about the food truck, if it's later in the year and it's a little colder, I would recommend, you know, some simple catering thing inside than not having people coming out into the parking lot if it's snowing or raining or something like that.
Went out the back door.
Huh?
It's a donation.
It went out the back door.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't care where they are. It's still going outside if it's cold. In other words, if it is delayed into November or something.
It's all right for us to put the tablecloths on in that weather.
No, we're not going to do anything outside with tablecloths.
We could just
have
like sandwiches delivered when they're having a working lunch
Subway sandwiches, or, you know, they do those beautiful platters of sandwiches and salads. And, yeah, everybody? Okay. Who would like to make a motion?
Free coffee for the help.
Who would like to make a motion on our support that's already budgeted?
I will make a motion that we have a staff appreciation.
I will second it. I want to second that. How's that? I'm sticking my neck out.
Actually, it was approved when the budget was approved.
Yeah, it's done. Okay, never mind. Everybody agree? Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Opposition? No? Okay, we're done. Okay. So we're going to have to work on that. When we get, these last two items are going to be depending on when we have a director and that gets settled down, but it's approved. Okay, Carson City Health and Wellness Fair that Phyllis also gave me, and you have something in your packet on this, and they talk about, they had a letter, a nice letter. Carson City, it's going to be October 10th. Does this cost us any money or what?
Well, only that they want something for the raffle basket, raffle.
We could give them a basket of books?
Yes. Of books.
Okay. And an outreach?
And man a booth?
A man a table. And this is totally with whether or not you want to do it. I've done it for a couple of years and it's very boring. And have to get up early in the morning, which I'm not doing anymore. you can verify that. I think it runs from
9 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. I'm not sure.
It's 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yeah.
And it's for the Carson City employees, retirees, and dependents.
Right.
So how many people, more or less?
I don't know, because it kind of comes
really?
In waves and, you know.
It's library retirees.
You know,
it's like city.
No, it's all of the retirees.
It doesn't sound like there's a lot of fire in the belly for this.
Right, it's not a huge crowd. There's nothing that we can
nothing
do
gets
but
sold
sit
either.
There and hand out membership forms and maybe have, if you've got some event coming up, flyers for it. That's
I
it.
I have
visibility
a question.
Again.
Is this a generic marketing letter that this organization gets? Are we part of 100 people that
yes.
Jack?
So every nonprofit gets it.
So our needs are not necessarily tailored to meet their needs or
no.
vice versa.
No,
really.
Yeah.
So it is something.
Just put some money in the pot.
Yeah. So should we say no on this year?
Isn't it more visibility for us or not?
We can always donate these baskets as they have been in the past. We don't necessarily need to donate the
time.
We could just do a basket
right.
and not and
no,
have it. They have a raffle.
Good.
Is that what they do? They have
I think
a raffle.
That's what they do.
That
yeah.
sounds good.
And you know, you have people from spas and
yeah.
Exercise
everybody has a table or a booth.
And, you know,
yeah.
That
okay.
kind of thing.
But if we just
add a little something, and
but if we
really don't quite honestly don't quite fit in.
Yeah,
what's
it didn't.
Going on there.
That's what I thought when I was
yeah.
looking
Diana,
at it.
If you give them a basket of
why don't we give them a
membership card?
Each
or not, you know, we could do
health
three
creation.
Baskets so now
I
we take
have
up space on their display,
yes.
so we don't have to.
Do we have some baskets available? Because
it's very easy to get.
I have a. Couple at home that are kind
of
big.
That has a bunch of baskets.
Yeah.
So why don't we just say that we'll give, we'll
we can contribute something for browsers in terms of books
for the raffle.
And we can have maybe themed, maybe two nicely themed or three nicely themed baskets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, regional history, travel and adventure, foreign language, or
okay,
health.
Health and wellness. Let's do all three baskets of health and wellness.
Herbs, crystals, you know, whatever.
And as soon as I get that information, what the themes, you desire the themes, then I can ask the volunteers to keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Like we have
okay.
a box of bizarre things holding for you. We can have a box of health and wellness.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
Okay.
With an I or an A.
Como se dice en inglés, you know, I have your cell phone.
Something that hadn't sold for 20 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so let's definitely do a theme for health and wellness.
And
that's it. Let's just do that. Just do
it.
And we can do, you can do one basket, two baskets, three, whatever. You can, if you can find the baskets.
We'll just make it attractive. An attractive yeah. presence, an attractive donation
yeah.
of
yeah.
health and wellness. Health.
Okay. So, do you want to...
Run up the drinks after. It's 7:52.
Right.
Okay, so do you have... This letter is in the packet.
I see the letter.
And so that means we would have to... Do you want to make an outreach to them to...
yes, I will.
To find out when they want the baskets ahead of time.
I will advise them that we are contributing a beautiful bag.
And that's it.
Perfect.
And
yes.
You're not going to be...
We don't want table space.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, no table space. Okay, I think that'd be... And we'll put in... The membership application and the
right.
gifting book and all
right.
of that in there, and that's fine. Yeah.
In the basket?
Sure. In the basket, you bet.
Okay.
Sure.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I will tell you that nobody who has displays there is supposed to be selling anything.
We're not selling anything.
So,
no.
We're a nonprofit.
They are handing out free things that have their name on them, which we, that's fine. We can do that.
Our name is on our application.
Right. Perhaps
give
we can
some bumper stickers.
And a bumper sticker. And decal.
Those bumper stickers.
And a decal.
And the great bookmarks.
Okay.
Like a yoga mat or, you know,
okay.
with the vinyl thing on it.
There is another one, Patty, that I forgot to tell you about, and I don't know... It usually happens in October, so I don't know if it would be before our next meeting or not. And that is the luncheon for the talking book.
Oh, we already had something for them. We did that.
They're scheduled, I think, somewhere.
That was done last time or...
That's scheduled already? I know it's budgeted.
It's budgeted.
No, I think she approached you, didn't she?
Somebody, yeah, and I said, okay. We said, okay, and it was, and I thought it was all taken care of.
They usually have it in September sometimes.
But I haven't heard anything back. I haven't heard any...
I just want to make sure that you...
No, that was last time.
Well, they're going to have their luncheon.
Well, they need to let us know, you know, what they need.
They have their own appreciation luncheon.
The library staff luncheon was budgeted in June and Talking Books in October, so they may not have had it yet.
Well, they shouldn't have.
Oh, so they haven't? I thought...
I don't know whether they've, I don't know.
Something in my back of my brain.
Well, she said September, but it might, you know, could have been postponed. But that's their luncheon, their appreciation.
Right, but we paid for it.
Oh.
We paid for it.
Because they give us volunteer help.
And it is budgeted, isn't it? Yeah.
We paid for that because they can't, they were doing it on their own, just bringing stuff in from home.
Well, then, whenever they have it, if they let us know, then we can just say, okay. So we're good with that. We don't have to do anything.
Okay.
Linda?
And in exchange, they have five or six people who have become members, who are, as far as I know, still members. And they'll send at least three volunteers every time we do something where we need help with setup and takedowns and that sort of stuff.
That was part of the deal.
That was part of the deal. So as long as they continue to do that.
Yeah. Now, I remember this was a couple of months ago. We had some communication.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then never heard...
Maybe she just, got in touch with her to let you know that that's who she was or something.
Right, and that was fine. And then, so when they pop their head up, then we'll say, okay. Okay, Linda?
Just a question for clarification. Does anyone remember any Nevada Day events or activities that we're always involved in? Because if we don't have a meeting until October now...
It'll be mid-October. I have a date possible here.
It might be too late to put anything together if there are those kinds of things that we normally participate in or...
You talking about a float?
No, no.
No, no, no.
No, just something that...
I've been in that parade.
We do every year and I'm not...
Are we part of the Adams Hubs activities on the day?
We do that again.
Well, we did last year.
We did one.
Okay, so that's out. I knew there was something regarding Nevada Day and that was it, so...
I have Bloody Marys with the marching band dance. I don't know what you guys do.
I'm going to be a marching band parent.
Okay, before we, there's a public comment and I wanted to ask Ann Bowen. When we were at Patty Ferguson's little goodbye lunch, you made a comment to me about author events and then I never heard back from you.
I sent you a big email.
No.
Yeah.
I never got it. Or it got lost. So, because you were talking about calendaring and I was, I sent you an email back and I said, good. And I said,
You told me that you just put it on public comment. But I think I sent it right before, you know, like a day or two before you sent it.
Would you resend it to me? I don't have...
Sure. Well, I was waiting tell you what I had.
I was waiting for it and I never, to my knowledge, got it or it went in some spam folder or something.
I even check my trash now because...
I know, I tried to. So my apologies if it's in there, I'm sorry.
What was the gist of it?
But you've been on my mind.
Take Patty out of the spam column.
Okay, well anyway, no, okay, go ahead.
Do you want me to talk about my problem?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you a little background. Those of you who don't know me, my name's Ann Bowen. And about this time last year, Phyllis contacted me and she was getting ready to leave as president of Friends. And she asked me if I would be willing to do the author events. And we went around quite a while about this because I work at the legislature every other year and it's a really heavy duty job and I'm usually tied up a lot, but I said I would try it. And so I was her apprentice for about 6 months out of last year and I came to all the events. And then in January I took over. And it was okay at the first part because the heavy duty stuff, I'm on the Ways and Means Committee, and not as a legislator, I want y'all to know that. but as, you know, a committee secretary, and so I got really jammed up with that, and it was kind of hard. But the hardest part was in the winter, and I have three things I want to say about this whole deal. I think, first of all, winter, I think we should just stop doing them, because very few people show up, and it's a lot of work for very little. I mean, we don't make any money off of this anyway. I mean, it costs, if anything. And that's, it's a great thing to do, but in the winter time, you know, they start at 5:30, the store doesn't close till 5, and it's kind of a hassle, and if nobody shows up, it's bad. The authors haven't complained, nobody really complained. I mean, how can you? It's a free deal.
Yeah, it's a free deal for them.
But people do complain about things, regardless. So I would like, and this is what I want to do, is November, December, January, February, March, no author events, and start again in April. When the time changes, and we don't start till 6:30 then, which is a really more, and there's a lot of light,
right,
and you're not stuck here in the dark trying to figure out how to get out and get in, and anyway.
So you're thinking of condensing the author events from like April to October or September?
Correct.
April
October.
October, yeah.
October. And that's another thing I wanted to tell everybody. There's been a lot of concern about Todd Borg. I have been, apparently he comes every October, and I was here last year when he came, and he is a big crowd pleaser. Everybody comes. Well, it started earlier at Patty's party, Patty Ferguson's party. People were coming up and saying, have you contacted Todd Borg? I mean, people I didn't even know.
I think they were asking everybody.
Yeah. So I got three emails before the party that day, that very day, and then people were asking me at the party, and I'm going, okay. So I had, the minute I got the three, I sent him an email and said, hey, we're saving October for you, is basically what I said. Well, he did. It took him a while to get back to me, so I didn't have any real information, but I tried. And then he got back and he said, oh, I love coming down there. I'm so happy you asked me again. And he was very nice about it. He said, I'm going to have to get back to you because I'll have to pick out a date.
Yeah.
He's really very. So this morning I got an email from him, and he gave me two choices. He said October 7th, which is a Monday, and I know Mondays aren't the best, but whatever, and September 23rd. Well, since everybody's expecting October, I said October 7th, but he's going to firm that up.
Okay, so we
know,
can just...
That's it, and I'm hoping that nobody planned anything else for that day.
He likes to come on Mondays.
Does he?
Is that the first Monday of the month?
Yes.
Because
that's good.
So.
Okay.
That's good for me.
Yeah.
So let's just, I'm just going to pencil it in.
Okay.
On October 7th.
And I will get all the stuff together. So I asked him, I went back and said, would you confirm this? And
yeah, he was fun.
Send me a book.
Yeah, some of that stuff.
And I appreciate if you just give me whatever your bottom line decisions are, so I can feel those phone calls that come to the store.
Oh, I'd be happy to do that.
Just the bottom line. So we are not scheduled. My information now is we are not scheduling any other author events. Thank you for your interest.
Well,
until April.
I had a couple of other plans too. Well, the other thing, the other problem is, Phyllis has Phil, and Patty had Jim, and they recruited them to do all the heavy lifting. I don't have anybody. Not a kid, not a husband, not
anybody. Just go
out
and get a guy.
Yeah, just for this. I think that's a little extreme. Oh. But, you know, I've been married before. I didn't like it. Anyway.
And that's what Tinder is about.
And I'm not willing to try again. So, anyway. I was wondering if somebody could come up with somebody. I don't know. I've even thought about hiring some kid, but I don't know any kids. You know, I just don't.
Well, why don't we do a membership notice out and ask if anybody, this is a way to start, you know, let's just write up a little blurb, say we need help for author event setups between April and October, once a month maybe. Right now we have one October 7th we need help with. Is anybody willing to come and help set up tables and chairs? Is that it? Chairs,
yeah. Basically,
chairs.
What you see, they
move this stuff.
The year starts, the school classes start the 19th, at which point I'll be more comfortable to reach out. My kids went through the school system. Mr. Branch, who runs the Honor Society kids, who are required to submit, I think, 9 volunteer hours per semester.
Perfect.
So I would like to just draft the right message. I don't want to hit him up with 10 different messages over the, like, one concise message every so often. Help needed, minimum of 3 hours a month at the bookstore.
Oh, yeah.
And then when they come, like, for the bookstore, it's grunt work. It's just grunt work. But once I start getting that kind of input, hopefully I have a couple of kids. I'll use that same base of local teenagers to say to you, you need somebody for that event, because this person is only available in the evening. Good. So we can stay in touch with the, in terms of the, because I don't want a man either.
No, that's not what I understood the other day.
Okay, let's stay on topic.
But we rely on our personal relationships a lot to get that extra support, and that's wonderful, but not everybody can.
Yeah, well, I think your project with the Honor Society is wonderful, and I think that's going
to
be
a better place to go first.
I think it's a better place to go first, but if that doesn't work out for October 7th, I will help you set up October 7th, and I will bring my husband over to help, but I think I can do it,
well,
too. I can move this. I can move this stuff.
Be moving
I'll
this
be there,
stuff.
Too.
I can move this stuff. This is not
well,
a big deal.
Well, okay, but I can't.
I can't.
I have arthritis, and
okay,
I'm not
so,
exacerbating.
So unless some Honor Children show up,
I will bring you Honor Children.
I'm happy for Honor Children.
From my background in PTA stuff, I know that I can go to Kohl's department store. They have a program where they send out volunteers, Kohl employees, and they get their hours paid. Like if they volunteer 3 hours, they get 3 hours paid. So that's a contact
right.
that I'd like to make too. I just, it's premature for me to make any promises or anything.
Yeah.
These are
right.
just two ideas that I know I can introduce.
You can count on me and my husband on October 7th.
Okay, well, I don't
think
October 7th is going to be a problem because he's so popular. Probably if people will be knocking themselves out.
It doesn't matter, but you still have to set it up ahead of time and take it down.
You don't have much time. That's the whole thing.
What time? I have plenty of time on October 7th.
No, I meant we can't do it until the store closes.
Oh, I know. I know exactly. Just like here. Like tonight. Exactly.
All right. I'd be happy to close half an hour early to prepare for a special author event because then, well,
sure, absolutely.
Because, no, but that also has me advertising to people. Do you know that there's something else happening here?
Yeah.
It's advertising for browsers if I could post a sign or go through some media, you know, get momentum. Closing early, 5:30 for special author event.
Yeah. That's fine. So you'll have to determine, you'll have to work with Diana to work on the time of the event. I will be here in time to help you to do the setup. And Joanne and I can do this.
Yeah.
We can do this.
I
can do that.
Usually here in October. They close at 5. So you can have it anytime.
So it's we can actually have it at 5:30 if Todd Borg can come down. So we could say
5:30. Well, I already told him 6:30. So
for October.
And 5:30 is a difficult one.
That's another one with the winter hours.
Because. Almost have to do them at 5:30, but, you know, people don't get off work till 5.
Well, just confirm the time, that's all.
Okay.
Just work with him to confirm the time.
That's
we'll say 5:30 to 6:30, and
six,
we'll...
6, whatever, you know, whatever
6 o'clock, whatever.
Well, I will work with Diana to get this.
Okay, that's good.
Maybe
okay. Okay, great. Thank you, Anne. And I'm. And
more public comment.
Oh, thank you.
Wait a minute, I want to.
Thank you.
So, if you could send me that email again, I just really appreciate it because I apologize for not seeing that. Because I was waiting, and I remembered I had a note, and I was waiting to hear from you. And
well, you know, I should have kind of known because you just kind of, when I got your email, it was like.
Because I didn't want to forget. And then,
I don't know.
And then I never
anyway.
Got, yeah, okay.
And now I'm not working anymore. I got out earlier than normal this time, so it's a little easier. But I still don't really want to do the winter things.
Right.
And I hope everybody's okay with that.
I am.
All okay with it.
I am. I am.
Okay, because it's just, and I have been thinking, I'll work with Diane about this. I notice I get a lot of stuff from people, you know, little emails or little things written on paper about authors who want to do this. Mm. And so I was thinking I'd do a form or something here at the library for them to fill out.
I need to know the three pat answers I give them when they call. And you give me what those three pat answers are. Let's pretend it's an automated system. The calls come in, I can go three different ways.
Well, we can figure out what to do, but I would like to work with you on that because it's sometimes, I got one from somebody who said, well, all I had was nothing, just a name and then a book.
Yes.
And I'm going,
we need a little more.
I don't know where to start. Well, there was nothing on Amazon. Apparently it was self-published. So that kind of gets you, I mean, some self-published is on Amazon, but that's where I always start because they have all the books and I still haven't figured out who it is. I know the name of the book though, so. Yeah.
I get messages like that all the time. I have, like, I got one, I got a message saying, like, the man with the rat face. And I was like, what is this, the name of the book?
Is it the author? Might be the author, might be. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for
doing that. Oh, sure. Okay, yeah. So is that?
We're good. We're good.
Everybody?
You're good.
All right, good. And I'll send the people I've got waiting in the wings that, you know, I haven't, I'll send them little letters or emails or something.
So they wait till April.
Them, this is the new system. We're not going to do anything until
April.
And if you would like to sign up, I will be happy to do that.
If it's
because I'm off all next year.
If it's something you think the store or myself as the store should be informed about, can you blind copy me on some of these?
Of course, I'd be happy to.
Just blind copy me so I don't have to talk to anybody, but I can know which one.
Yeah, right, yeah. I don't want to talk to them. Okay.
And I have a thing over there, too, that I sometimes
folder.
Check.
And I don't even know about your thing, you see?
You know, the, no,
the folder.
I'm the Anne.
There's a thing in the back room.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
Okay. Bill, did you have something else?
I have two things.
Two things.
Okay, first, I kind of overlooked the budget structure here, but I wanted to thank Phil for the graphic that he put together for our budgets.
Good.
I myself personally really appreciate the timeline of what we've been doing and what our expenses are, and whether we're making money or we're holding our own or we're going up and down. The graphing that he's done, I think, is really great.
Yeah, it does help.
Okay,
yeah.
The second thing I have is this. Next meeting, is it out of the ordinary to have a semicircle of the chairs?
No.
Because I think we should have semicircle. I'm tired of people talking over my head in the back.
Okay, let's rearrange this. Next time we'll kind of do a little semicircle here.
Yeah. You just don't want anybody talking behind your back.
No, but I know that you're right. You're
okay.
Right here.
Somebody has to remember that, semicircle. I think that's a good idea. Okay, I want to propose a date, and we're going back to the third Monday in October, October 21st. Does that sound okay to everybody for the next meeting?
Is that a Monday?
It's a Monday, the third Monday. That's what I was told was the normal routine, was the third Monday.
This is not the third Monday.
No, this was an anomaly because I'm going to be gone next Monday.
Oh.
So that's why.
I looked at the website.
That's why we did it this way to this month. Thank you very much for accommodating me. Because I wouldn't be here next week.
Yeah. I'm going to be gone that day.
You're going to be gone that day.
And I think I'm going to be in Oregon.
You're going to be gone as well.
Third Monday,
are you?
Third Monday, October.
What about the 14th, the second Monday? Mm-hmm. That's Columbus Day. Anybody? Anybody have a problem with Columbus Day?
No, I shouldn't be here.
You think that's okay, Joanne?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the 14th then. Okay.
I never understood why we celebrate Columbus Day anyway. He was in the wrong
place.
He didn't discover this. He discovered the West Indies.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
We can pick our battles from the right point of this.
Okay, we're going to go the 14th then. Okay, that's fine. Who would like to make a motion to adjourn?
Me.
Call everybody.
Everybody. Unanimous motion to adjourn, seconded unanimously, and approved by all. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll send you an email.
Oh, we survived.
Wow.
What do we do here? Turn that thing off.
I'll tell you what I do.